The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And Blake's here too.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
That's right. We're going to have we have a full house today. But good morning, everybody. It is the 31st of March, 2022, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Why not go to the best? Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's there at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And what national day is it today?
Nothing really interesting. National Clams on the Half Shell Day.
Well, look, if you were a clam, that may be a big day for you. People trying to break you open and slurp you down.
Cherry stone clams on the half shell. That's a real good thing.
You know, it has nothing to do with the shell. But back when I was a pup, lieutenant, my friend, Terry LeBar, we were stationed in Quantico. And we took off, and we went to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And we got a two-bedroom apartment with our wives, and, you know, so we'd be on the beach. Because things, we were just, you know, second lieutenants. And we went down to a place. We thought, let's get some clams and steam some clams. Well, went into this place, and this lady said, we said, how much for your clams? She said, 10 cents a piece. Now, 10 cents a piece, even second lieutenants could afford that.
Exactly.
And we bought 100 of them. Yeah. And we thought, okay, this will last us all through the weekend. Well, it did, barely. But, yeah, and the girls didn't eat any.
Oh, yeah.
So he and I. And then she let us pick out the clams. She said, come back in at 3 o'clock. And I got a load coming in right out of the bay. And we did that. But I'll always remember that as a good time. He was, Terry was severely injured later on and doing his job in Israel.
Yeah. So, you know, the first time, because I came from Idaho, and seafood was, you didn't get that kind of stuff.
No, you see food, you ate it.
Well, no, but we didn't get clams and fresh oysters.
No, you don't do that.
Yeah, we didn't get it. So when I first went to San Jose, I was real green. Went over to a place called Manny's Cellar, and I'll make this short, but I had a friend that was from New York that I worked with, and she found out that they had flown in these cherry stone clams from back east at Manny's Cellar. So we went over there, and I had never eaten anything like that in my whole life. I mean, the idea of eating a raw clam was like, ooh, okay. But I tried them, and I never got into the oysters. But I love those cherry stone clams on the half shell. That's a great thing. Do you know that it is 52 degrees in downtown Redding?
I knew that.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a high today of 77. It's sunny. Clear tonight, 49. Not quite so much wind, but up to 25 miles an hour. So, boy, we need to be really careful. On Friday, sunny and mostly clear, a high of 83 and a low of 49.
Jeez, here we go.
Saturday, 81. Saturday night, 49. Partly cloudy. Sunday, a high of 76, sunny. Sunday night, a slight chance of rain, a low of 49, and on Monday, a high of 70 and a low of 48. That wind is going to be, you know, every time we get a little moisture,
today's
then we get some wind,
it
dries everything out.
Today's supposed to be a windy day.
Yes.
And I just talked to Nadine Bailey, who is an expert when it comes to water problems. Mm-hmm. She's going to be on the show, gosh, I think 2 weeks from today.
I tell you what, that's going to be a bigger issue than it's ever been.
It's not going to affect us who live in Redding as much. But as soon as you get out of this area, then you get into other parts of California, you know, that old saying that whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting, stand by. There's going to be some nasty things happening.
You know, acid has had water for 180 years, and they have never not had water. This is going to be the first year they're not going to be able to fill a ditch. Nobody has any idea of the ramifications of the South County.
First time they have cut the farmers and ranchers off from water.
How do you get a seemingly intelligent group of people in a room, seemingly intelligent, with a scarcity of water, and they decide that they're going to cut off the food source by cutting off the farmers
nation.
And the ranchers?
Well, you know what?
Well, I mean, you don't cut off the fish, you don't cut off the smell.
Well,
you don't.
She talked about this, and exactly that. Intelligent people, ranchers, environmentalists, fish people, forest people, and this is a big impact on forest. Mm. And she says, everybody agrees, somebody needs to give something up. Not me. We'll talk about that. Yeah, she is truly a water expert up here.
She's been working on that for years. Weather's Always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, and that's probably the longest weather report I've ever given.
Yeah. Well, I talked about how a young man was killed down at Taco Bell, one of the employees, Monday night. And the police came by to see if we had film. Well, because we have a camera that faces out onto the street. And ours just streams, and we don't keep it. But that made us think about setting up a system so we can have a camera streaming, because due to one of the cameras here on Shasta Street, they saw the guy throw the knife up toward the roof of a building, they arrested him. His name's Brent Close. He's 55, arrested in a homeless encampment where he lived in Redding Memorial Park. The stabbing was unprovoked. I don't know why it happened. It happened about 10 p.m. And our hearts and prayers go out to the family James Wren. He's 29 years old. He was just out on a break working at Taco Bell. You know, I don't know anything else about his life. I know that his father is a Facebook friend of mine. And I hardly agree with his sentiments this morning. May the guy that killed him rot in hell. But here's the thing about it. And I want to hear from Blake, too, because Blake and I discussed this a little bit already. It turns out this guy, because of the video, we talked about a business. There's lots of businesses have video. Do you have we're here, of course, with Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown. And do you all have, cameras outside your building at all, you know?
Well, you know what I've noticed in downtown is the new additions of lighting. I can't speak for cameras on our specific building, but I've been seeing more cameras. But the most important thing that we are still missing in downtown that we would love to see to create more of a safety factor.
A gallows.
Is more light. No, we're not having Ruggles Brothers.
Well, maybe we should.
But I'd love to see more lighting in downtown specifically, because that's this, you know, when we look at Market Street, especially on this kind of older streets, there's not that many lights in front of this area. So not only do you add cameras, but you should add lights that the cameras should be able to see everything. So.
Yeah. Well, this guy, they arrested him without incident. He's got an extensive criminal history going back to 1979 as a juvenile. Mm. And he also admitted to stabbing a man near the Reading Rodeo Grounds last October. So here's my question. Last October, he stabbed somebody. What's he doing on the streets?
Obviously didn't catch him.
I didn't look at it like that. I looked at it like, they got him for stabbing somebody last October.
So he just admitted when he said he'd been, and who knows whatever else they're going to uncover. Mm. I keep trying to say we're going to conquer this and we're going to get beyond it, but it's getting harder and harder every day to figure out that how in the world did we get this far this fast?
Well, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank's been in the business about 15 years. Since the day they opened, they've been helping move local dreams forward. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, one right down the street here at 1845 California Street, one in the Old Cobblestone Shopping Center, and that's the main branch, and the brand new one, 2727 Ventura Street in Anderson, California.
Yeah, absolutely. Had their grand opening. Great bank. Everybody's really loving having them.
Yeah, and it's locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. That's what it means by a community bank. All right, 7:15 in the morning. We'll be right back.
We've been asleep at the wheel, and biased bureaucrats have crept into public office everywhere. We need a Shasta County District Attorney who is transparent, unbiased, and non-political. The District Attorney has incredible power. They can initiate investigations, decide whether or not criminal charges are brought to court, and determine which cases are dismissed. We need someone with integrity and transparency in this important position. Vote for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
If you're like me, a concerned parent wanting to do what's best for your family, sometimes it's hard to know who to vote for. Thankfully, after learning about Eric Jensen, the choice is clear to me. Eric is a loving husband, father of four, shares my values, and is also more than qualified for the position of district attorney. Join me on June 7th as I vote for Eric Jensen, a good man families can trust in office. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I want to know what became of the changes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bond. This portion of the show brought to you by a local downtown business, Quick and Clean Car Wash. Nothing, no place better to get your car washed. In and out. They use brushless on it. They use special waxes and soaps.
Soft cloth.
Really, really friendly people there. They wipe your vehicle down when it's clean, you know, when you're finished. So you're nice and dry and your car or truck looks great. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. You get 5 car wash coupons, and you get 1 free if you buy 5. If you buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean. We really like this place. Been here in Reading a long time. Hey, we're here with Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown. Viva Downtown. Okay, a lot of stuff happening, buddy. And let's make a point, too. We talked about it during the break. Something unfortunate happened on one end of the street of downtown. Downtown itself was very safe.
It's a public safety issue, and it could have happened anywhere.
It could have happened anywhere. And it was just unfortunate that it happened, you know, here. But the things have changed dramatically downtown.
Things have. Number one, I want to say my heart goes out to the family of Kevin Wren. That was an unfortunate tragedy.
Terrible.
A devastating tragedy. And I saw the post that Kevin's father said today. So my heart goes out to that family. I also want to say thank you to Reading Police Department. I just talked to the RPD, communications director. And, you know, the hard work that goes into catching this person, it took less than 72 hours to find this person. So that shows the hard work that our public safety organizations are doing and how well the downtown businesses are working together to put our cameras and information together to catch this person.
Yeah, they got the information from a camera at one of the businesses.
Yeah. So I want to commend all of the business owners and the RPD that did a lot of work to be sure to catch this Brent Ray guy. So that was devastating. In other news, you know, there are so many things happening in downtown Reading, and I'm excited and happy to come on to KCNR and talk to Trish. It's nice to see you again.
Same to you, Blake.
And Carl, thank you for having me on. I got to speak.
You always have a home here, Blake. Always remember
that. Thank you. This is our downtown radio station.
Yeah, hello.
And I live right up the street. I'm happy to walk on over.
You can get up in the morning and, you know, on your workout or whatever, just slide through here. Guess what we got going this week?
So. Yeah, and it's nice to see all the American and Ukrainian flags together, I want to say.
We've had Ukrainians on our show this week.
I saw that as well.
In fact, they sent me a video of their air defenses working outside Kyiv.
Mm.
It's pretty cool.
Well, hey, thank you guys for having me on. I'm happy to talk about a couple of downtown events that are happening to bring people downtown and to go support all of these local businesses that are working hard through all the revitalization and development that is happening. And our first event is First Fridays. This has been going on since last year, and it's kind of an unofficial, official event that we invite people downtown on the first Fridays of every month to support, sip, shop local businesses. And kind of the point is a lot of these shops that would close at 5 o'clock stay open later and create micro-events. So I know places like Zoe Travel Shop, one of the newer businesses that moved from Mount Shasta Mall.
Love downtown. Zoe's.
Zoe's, so cool. They're going to have Heavy Dose of Blues playing over at their shops.
Cool.
You can go shopping, check out live music. There's all these specials.
Those are really good people.
Yeah.
And and it's named, I think, after their daughter.
It is. I just met the official Zoe yesterday. I thought that was a cool experience. So yeah. First Fridays, this is something that you can go on to our Viva Downtown Reading website or Facebook or Instagram to get information about what's going on. A lot of these businesses are going to have special deals, special experiences, and our main goal of this is to just come on downtown, take a walk, and check out all of the great things that are happening.
So many communities do that so well, and I'm excited to see Reading start to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Go downtown, visit with your friends, have an adult libation maybe someplace, mm-hmm. eat a little something. Like you say, shop, take advantage, learn, and you can visit with a whole bunch of people. It's a fun time.
It really is. And following that, we're going to do our Hops and Shops event. This is Viva Downtown's annual event that kind of took a hiatus during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited to see it return. And some people say, well, usually it's supposed to happen in February. We're going off of California state mandates. We didn't know if we'd be able to pull it off. Mandates lifted, and it took 1 month. And I'm proud to say it's coming back after coordinating with 23 California breweries to come to downtown Reading and place themselves into 23 fantastic businesses for a walking, shopping, and craft beer tasting event.
When's this going to happen?
This is going to happen this Saturday.
This Saturday.
From 2 to 6 p.m. It's a wonderful experience, and you get yourself a 6.5-ounce tasting glass with the Hops and Shops logo, and you get yourself a Hops and Shops yellow tote bag with a lot of shops deals and supporting. And the whole goal is support local and drink beer.
Are we going to just throw in a little bit of a wine booth from time to time for those of us who just really don't do beer?
Trish, I'm glad you said that.
Trish, we want to bring wine in the fall. I'd love to bring a wine walk to downtown, especially with a lot of a new wine-focused businesses, like one of our newest businesses downtown, Westside Wines and Hops.
Gotcha.
They do incredible work, and I know that we have talks of getting more wineries downtown.
Like, and of course, we're so happy you could come on today and talk about the Saturday event. But there's so many other things that you've got planned and Viva Downtown is doing. I mean, this could be something that, you know, every month or three times a month, there's things to do. You just come on downtown. That new park construction is going to be open here.
That's going to be open
relatively
very
soon.
Everybody wants to know what's happening with downtown development and redevelopment. And I want you all to know that that information is right at your fingertips. And I know you have a dedicated listening audience that's interested in what's mm-hmm. going on. And so if you go to cityofreading.org/downtown, that gives you all the information of the downtown projects, completion dates, information, and everybody's favorite talking point is parking in downtown. And I'm excited to say that parking structure is nearing its completion, and with so many events coming back downtown, like the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast, the Viva Downtown Ion Networking Cool April Nights kickoff show for Cool April Nights on April 22nd, we're seeing that all these events are just returning, and we want people to know that there's parking and accessibility to get to all these events.
There's going to be I'm pretty sure that they've got I'm positive, there's going to be the Reading Rodeo Parade again this year. That's back. And of course, the rodeo is back and strong.
Yes.
So.
Hey, did you see, there's a couple of things to show that if you haven't been to an event yet in downtown, do not worry about all the revitalization to steer you away. This last year at the Active 2030 Club Lighted Christmas Tree Parade, mm-hmm. Lighted Parade, that was the most well-attended parade that I've ever seen. Growing up,
it's the lighted. Is it? What's it? The lighted Christmas parade
downtown.
Yeah,
there were people from all over that managed to make it work. Parking was not an issue, and it was the most well attended. Businesses thrived from that, and Viva Downtown's Reading Electric Utility, Sierra Pacific Industry Christmas Tree Lighting. With Cool April Nights Show and Shine. That was most well-attended lighted Christmas tree presentation, too. So there's a lot of things happening in downtown, and I want people to have pride in all of the work that is going on to create a downtown that is not only for families, but for our working individuals to come on downtown, for everybody to have,
Well, the corner right down here next to Enjoy, the new where they just moved down here, has been purchased by the K2 people, and they're gonna break ground there also pretty soon for another multi-use facility there with apartments and stores and all this. Downtown has really exploded, in the good sense, and the so all these events that are happening, more and more people showing up, and what it does is it really puts a good face on Reading, when these events, people, because of the internet, people can see these on the internet and see all these things that are happening.
Well, and Reading's the county seat of Shasta County, so it's where a lot of people come from all over the county, and they don't all live in Reading, but they come in to do a lot of their business and stuff because it is the county seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
so, yeah.
And then you've got the Festival of Lights. Is it Festival of Lights?
Over in Turtle Bay.
On Turtle Bay.
McConnell Arboretum.
That
was incredible. It's incredible.
90,000 people came through that. And you think about that. They're not all living here in Shasta County.
No, they're not.
They get people from all over for something like that. And so Reading, and since I've lived here, and it's kind of slow, because we got hit with the real estate stuff and all that. But it, in the last, 3 years? Mm-hmm. 3 years for sure. But it's been, we clawed our way back anyway. And then we get hit with the pandemic. But Reading is not quit growing, nor has Shasta County.
I would say that I was talking with someone the other day, and we've had a surge of all kinds of, we've never seen that before. I mean, we've had fires, that no one has ever imagined the volume, you know, the intensity of them. We've had the pandemic. We've had the downturn in the housing market, the worst that anybody's seen in years. We've had all these things. And I, for one, am kind of getting tired of saying, we've never done that before. Let's kind of stop with the highs of calamities and go on with a life again.
Yeah, well, it's happened, and it's for people.
Well, the water issue is the next one on our array.
Yeah, and Viva Downtown. Okay, we've got the Hops and Shops is going to be Saturday. Yeah. Now, what time does that start?
Hops and Shops is this Saturday with 23 breweries and 23 businesses participating. You can find tickets online at vivadowntownreading.org. 2 to 6 p.m., $30 tickets pre-sale or $35 at the door at our headquarters at 1504 Market Street.
I can hit it with a stone, with a 5-iron.
Oh yeah,
a 5-iron, easy. And for a lot of people, can hit it with a 9-iron, but I don't hit golf balls very well. It's well thought out. 23 businesses, so you can walk from spot to spot.
Spot to spot, and taste craft beers, and we're going to give you your own walking map so you know where to go, what to hit. I'm excited. You know, your neighbors right across the street, the Shasta County Arts Council, is partnering up with the Art Hunger, and they are doing a fantastic art show along with this Hops and Shops.
Oh,
so not only can you go support local business and go shopping, but go check out your local artists and that pocket park, which is such an asset to our community, too, right across the street. So that'll be activated with live music. And guess who's serving there is Lost Coast Brewery. Our neighbors from Eureka are coming down.
We
love to
And
see
if you
that.
Haven't been to the art displays that they put over there, boy, you really need to take advantage of that. I was talking to somebody about that the other day, and they were unaware of the beautiful art shows that go on and on a regular basis.
High school students right now.
Oh,
talented,
beautiful,
local
talented,
high school students.
Add into what Turtle Bay's got, the King Tut exhibit going.
I just
going.
Saw that.
Did
call.
You see that? Whoa. You know, I mean, there's so many things to do down. And I, you know, I haven't heard it lately, but I used to hear, oh, there's just nothing to do in Reading. And at that point, you know, we had the radio station, and I'm like, what are you talking about? But even now, it's even gotten more.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten bigger. It's gotten better. You know, sometimes just because it gets bigger doesn't mean better. But in this case,
it's getting better.
It's getting a lot better.
Now, there's so much going on in Shasta County. Any weekend, you can just start at 8 o'clock in the morning and just go all day long and hit a different place.
And
yeah,
we're talking theater, concerts, and all this. And now, you know, the Hops and Shops. But, Blake, where do people, because we've got to run, where can people find out what's happening in our downtown?
Follow Viva Downtown Reading on Facebook, Instagram, or go on to vivadowntownreading.org. And I just posted a picture of Trish and Carl today on our Facebook. Thanks for having
this
me.
This may not have been a good for me. For me, it was, you know, late night last night.
Old fashions.
I want you to know. I want you to know. Yeah, Rick Hill, you are. You know what? You are just sneaky mean. He was making old fashions last night.
I love old fashions.
Oh man, he
Scotch old fashions though.
I tell you what, he's making them out of rye, and he is so good. Anyway, Blake, you always got a home here. Maybe you ought to set up a regular time for you just to swing through and see what's going on in our town.
I'd love that.
Keep us up to date.
Yeah.
Good to see you again.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Carl.
You bet. You take care. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He's a workers' compensation lawyer. And if you've been injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you should because of denial, give Patrick a call. This guy is a warrior. Call him at 262-2168. Insurance companies have tons of lawyers. You need somebody that's going to fight for you. And Patrick understands the workers' comp law very, very well. Give him a call, 262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
We've been asleep at the wheel,
and biased bureaucrats have crept into public office everywhere. We need a Shasta County District Attorney who is transparent, unbiased, and non-political. The District Attorney has incredible power. They can initiate investigations, decide whether or not criminal charges are brought to court, and determine which cases are dismissed. We need someone with integrity and transparency in this important position. Vote for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Calling all country music fans. Come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
I've been sober.
Yeah, this town's been telling me.
Tickets just $50 plus fee.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see. Country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
If you're like me, a concerned parent wanting to do what's best for your family, sometimes it's hard to know who to vote for. Thankfully, after learning about Eric Jensen, the choice is clear to me. Eric is a loving husband, father of four, shares my values, and is also more than qualified for the position of district attorney. Join me on June 7th as I vote for Eric Jensen, a good man families can trust in office. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bach. Good morning, Trish.
That's dancing music.
That's dancing music there. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of that vehicle in a charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Now, I don't, you know, I do this every time, but if you're driving by our studios, you should be driving the speed limit, not be on your cell phone, and you better have a seatbelt on. Why do I say that? Because you may be surprised if you're not.
Yep.
I don't know how else to put that. But he doesn't ever stay there longer than 5 minutes. Because somebody comes
by. Before he's got the red on. And yep. I think he's listening right now.
Is he waving? Anyway, today we're here with Sheila McLeod and Scott Borg from Safari Club International, one of my favorite nonprofits because they do so much. And you're thinking, Safari Club International, what do I care about things that happen in Africa?
Well, no, but they're the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promote wildlife
and
conservation worldwide. So many people do not understand that these organizations that promote hunting are the ones that are saving it and saving the wildlife and conserving. Just get it so mixed up.
Do y'all have your facts and figures here? I mean, how many hundreds of millions of dollars goes to conservation efforts just from the sale of guns and ammo? I know it was hundreds of millions.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. It's hard to estimate. But they're the only ones out there. You're not going to get it from people talking about saving animals. It is the hunter and it is the hunting associations that are doing it.
Yeah, they're buying wetlands. They purchase land, and then they take care of it. Mm-hmm. You know, they make sure there's water on it. They make sure there's cover. So it helps the wildlife populations to stay strong or grow.
But also we're politically involved. We have to be these days. You don't want to be, but you have to be. And we have legislative lobbyists in Sacramento and in Washington, D.C., and they're out there fighting for you. And just our California laws about bears and
mountain lions
and the rest of that. We're here for you.
Keeping the ratio of predators to prey in balance. I was up in British Columbia this fall, and moose population is down 70% due to wolves.
Mm.
Somebody got a wolf a couple weeks before I was there that weighed 220 pounds.
Eating good.
Well, and that's the thing. When the wolves were reintroduced into Montana and Wyoming and, of course, into Yellowstone, that the deer herds and the elk herds were just
decimated.
Yeah. And really decimated comes from Latin, which means 1 out of 10. But it's a lot worse than 1 out of 10. And we use it now to say something's been devastated as opposed to decimated. And yet there's still, in some states, when they've got a very healthy wolf population, they let you hunt wolves.
Well, they literally follow the herds, especially when they're birthing. And they kill the babies almost instantaneously.
Mm.
And then the other thing, too, is people don't realize that when we hunt bears, when they did away with the hunting with the dogs,
the hounds.
And what the hounds would do would track the bears, and then, you know, with the hunters. And what that did was it cut back a lot on the bear harvest, and bears will also kill deer. They'll hunt down the fawns.
Well, and then with hunting them with the hounds and treeing them, you could at least tell whether you had a male or a sow.
Yeah. And, you know, so there's, and then this, this jerkwad from, San Francisco wanted to, just outlaw hunting bears totally.
Right.
But the people of California rose up and wrote and called, and he couldn't even get it out of committee, you know, to stop the hunting of bears.
All of these organizations need to get back into educating our youth in the schools. We need to get back into getting those programs in when they're little and they're formidable, and you can get the message across about what we're actually doing, because they're being taught the wrong thing.
In all
areas, but this included.
We as a group here are great sponsors of youth programs. We support the Wairika Skeet Team, and here the Cottonwood Academy Archery in the Schools program. And we also have a $1,000 high school scholarship program to help those kids get into the fields that are about animal conservation, land conservation, agriculture, and all those other things that are important to us.
It's good to know.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take an early break so we can get into our banquet. And let me tell you, I have been honored to be the MC there for several years. It's one of my favorite events for a variety of reasons that we're going to get into. But this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Brian Martin and his very capable staff down there run Northern California's premier retirement community. It's not assisted living. This is great living conditions. Everything's provided, including all your meals, prepared by a gourmet chef, by the way. And they have activities if you choose to join in, and they have transportation if you choose to use it. But like I said, this is for active seniors. You know, you can get, you know, imagine a two-bedroom apartment with all your neat stuff around you. They're pet-friendly. I mean, this is really a nice place and really nice people there. If you want more information, if you just want a tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981. They're located right downtown at 301 Hartnell Avenue. And find out why people at River Commons Senior Living worry less, smile more. We'll be right back with Safari Club International.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., chairman for the Redding Rancheria. The Redding Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Gonna take the life to take me away from you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. We're on. Free Fire Radio is on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. And this week we've had Ukrainians calling in from Kyiv. We've had people running for office. We'll have Congressman LaMalfa on tomorrow. We've got Senator Daley on at 8 o'clock today. You know, if you kind of want to find out what's going on around here, you might want to just tune in.
I will tell you that we are more involved in the politics locally than we have been in a long time, and I think that's great. People are out, they're paying attention, they're looking at the offices, they're getting involved, and that's the only way we take back that whole thing.
Hey, we're here with Sheila McLeod and Scott Borg from Safari Club International. Now, we have a Reading chapter, and we're getting ready to have our 28th annual Safari Club International Banquet. Tickets are on sale right now. It's filling up quick, and we can only take so many. It's going to be out at the Wind River Event Center. And there's even a block of rooms at reduced rates for this banquet.
Yeah. Yes.
There. So
yes.
Tell us about what's happening, Scott.
We'll have dinner early, but there's going to be silent auction, live auction, raffle. We're giving away about 40 guns. Hunts on the auction block. We have an elk hunt. We have a
goose hunt.
And
many hunts, though, that are places like an Argentinian dove hunt.
Argentinian dove hunt. There's also a red stag hunt. There is a photo safari for those of you who do not like to go to Africa to shoot anything. And these photo safaris are very elaborate and well taken care of on these trips.
And what they'll do is they'll get you right out in the middle of the game preserves with your camera. And try to bring a camera, maybe not. Well, you know, the new iPhones are so good, you know, or bring your iPhone. I don't care.
Well, they take great pictures.
But they also take great care of you. I mean, you think you're not roughing it.
No,
you're not roughing it out there. You are in a tent that has a bathroom. Mm-hmm. You have showers in the morning. They've got like regular beds,
and not necessarily tents.
I've
been on a couple safaris. One was in a tent with a bed and a shower in the tent. Second one was in a regular cabin facility. Meals are great. Hunting, there's nothing like hunting in Africa. I've by far the best experience I've had on hunting anything. So,
well, I've had a friend that has gone there twice. Well, Ted Lighty has gone there twice, and this last time he went specifically for Cape Buffalo. And going to Africa to hunt, if I did that, I think the species that I would hunt would be a Cape Buffalo. They are a tough animal. You've got to get into the veldt with them and the trees and all this behind them. But these are hunts that will be available for auction. This isn't like you're in San Francisco at the Ducks Unlimited where things are going for $50,000 for a $5,000 event. These are a great, great selection of hunts, and we've just barely touched on them, you know, photo safaris in Africa, dove hunts in Argentina, goose hunts around here, elk hunt.
In Utah.
And this elk hunt in Utah is a great event. And it's a four-day hunt. You can drive there, and you can hunt.
Whoever gets it can take two other people with him.
Now, at the same cost, or how does that
work?
At the same cost.
They'll pay the cost of the outfitter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. So you can take three people with you then, or two people with you. So three of you can go over there. And plus, the list of guns. You all have always had a primo selection of guns. We're talking like Tika rifles, hunting rifles, Ruger, Sig Sauer pistols, Kimber custom pistols, Smith & Wesson shields. Now, there's also a safe. that's yes. up for auction.
With two guns, a rifle and a pistol, and then it will have a lot of other stuff added in.
Right.
And the safe will be open. You can look inside and see what's there. It's $20 a ticket, and it will go.
It does. You know, and then they deliver it, too. Is that right?
No.
Okay, you have to get it. Now,
I but the delivered
thing,
one.
Okay, now, here's the thing about it, though. There's our safe company in town. You just call, give them a call, and they'll deliver it for you. I mean, you pay for it, but let me tell you. It's worth it.
It's worth it.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. And watching these guys move a safe through the house, move through our house, was remarkable. Not a mark left anywhere. I make more marks on the doors with a walking through them than they did with a safe. And they, I mean, so, was it a High Country safe? I think. Anyway, General Draws, Remington 700s, Marlin 3030s, Henry Big Boy 44s. That's the one I wanted. Didn't make it. And Benelli Supernovas. Gosh. And then you have a special one. Tickets, these tickets are $20 each, but you can win the chapter rifle, a Kimber Mount Ascent 8400 and 300 Winchester Mag.
$2,000.
You have two of, what?
It's worth at least $2,000.
It's worth at least $2,000. Okay, good. I didn't see that part. Anyway, that's going to also be done. Plus, here's the thing is, I'm sorry. Go on, about scholarships and all these things.
Yeah. Well, also about the gun. It's banquet only. We want this gun to be special to our banquet attendees. It's a special gift to you guys. But scholarships. And we have a lady-specific drawing. It's a beautiful collection of items. The general drawing is full of lots of great prizes besides the guns.
Not that the ladies wouldn't be interested in the guns as well.
There's a Camilla. There's usually a Camilla in there.
Yeah.
And a lot of the men enter the ladies just to get the Camilla. But a great set of auction items beyond the hunts, and a special bottle game for the special hunt in the auction. It's a great evening.
Linda got a piece of eight from the Atosha. That treasure ship off of the Florida Keys, bought that there. And
two more pieces available this year.
Yeah, silent auction, I believe, on that. But it's a great event, and people have a good time. And you can be a table sponsor, which puts you in for another drawing.
Yes. It's $880 for a table. You get two chances to get a 1-in-5 gun drawing. Sponsor packages at $375, get a 1-in-5 chance for the gun of the evening. And
along with $400 with a raffle ticket.
Along with $400 in raffle tickets. The tables get $800 in raffle tickets.
Yep. Now, how many people can you sit at a table?
Eight, but if you have a special table of 10, you need to notify us, and we can make arrangements for a bigger table.
Okay. So, now, how do people get tickets?
You can call Larry McLeod at 474-5075, Scott Borg at 221-4650. You can go online to sciredding.org and download the flyer. You can also pick up flyers at Old West. And right here at KCNR.
That's right. And you know what? It's a good time. Really good people there, and it goes fast.
It does. We have a good group of people for the evening. We also have a special group of youth there who will benefit from this evening. They will be stamping your tickets. They get a big donation from us, and it goes to benefit. Whatever the work that they're at.
So we haven't mentioned the date yet. It's Saturday, April 23rd.
April 23rd.
So it's coming right up.
Coming up. You've got
coming up. You've got to get your tickets. It's at Wind River Event Center.
You can also see us this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Expo. We have a table upstairs, and come and sign up with us right there.
Right at the top of the stairs. We'll be there.
Perfect.
We also have tomorrow morning we're having a young man come in who's going to be at the Reading Expo, but he's giving away a wind chime made of 50 caliber rounds.
Wow.
Or the brass of 50 caliber rounds. But he's going to be there too. I tell you what.
He's giving away, raffling it off.
He's just giving it away.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think he's giving something else too, but if you're interested in something like that, that's tomorrow at 7:15. Sheila McLeod and Scott Board, you do so much for our community. And people think, oh, this is, you know, just for hunters. It's not for hunters. It's, you know, the scholarship you give to these kids that are going to go into to taking classes that have to do with the environment or agriculture or things like this. That's yeah. part of it, too. That's a big thing.
I would like to thank our community for their great support and for the generous donations. This year, Ace Hardware on Eureka Way has donated a full patio set. And it's a beautiful set. It goes in our live auction. I just want to thank them personally for their great generosity.
It's a very giving community.
It's a great community. Okay, so join us, and I mean us, at Saturday, April the 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International's 28th Annual Banquet. You can get tickets or learn more at scireading.org or call Scott at 221-4650. It's a great time. It really is.
We'll have fun.
We'll have a lot of fun.
We'll have a lot of fun. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for having
you.
Us.
Oh, you bet. We're going to take a break, and then Senator Daley should be calling us about 8:05.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding. Up to 1 million barrels of oil per day from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Critics question whether that will make a difference, since Americans on average use about 21 million barrels of oil daily.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces continue hammering away at civilian targets despite Russia's pledge to start backing off. Fierce fighting reported on the outskirts of Kiev, among other places. Some 150,000 civilians are trapped in the besieged city of Mariupol. The BBC's Jessica McAllen says there is a deal between the combatants that could clear the way for evacuations to begin later today.
It will allow civilians to be taken to the city of Zaporizhia to the west of Mariupol. The International Committee of the Red Cross and the UN's Refugee Agency will assist with the operation. Previous attempts to establish a ceasefire in Mariupol have collapsed amid accusations of bad faith from both sides, and an estimated 5,000 civilians are thought to have lost their lives in the Russian bombardment.
And peace talks may resume tomorrow. Severe storms packing isolated tornadoes and high winds are racing across the deep south, killing two in the Florida panhandle, leaving scattered damage to buildings and homes in their path. Severe weather a possibility today from Florida all the way up the east coast into the mid-Atlantic region. On Wall Street, the Dow down 83 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences Board of Governors launching disciplinary proceedings against Will Smith for slapping comedian Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars last weekend.
The Academy says Will Smith's actions were a deeply shocking, traumatic event to witness in person and on television. He could be suspended or expelled from the group for violating its standards of conduct with abusive or threatening behavior. The Academy says Smith, who went on to win the award for Best Actor, was asked to leave the ceremony, but that he refused. It also apologized to Chris Rock for what he experienced on the Oscars stage and thanked him for his resilience in the moment.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. The city of Shanghai preparing to reopen its eastern half and shut its western quarter, while authorities elsewhere announce a lifting of a citywide lockdown in the province hit hardest by China's coronavirus outbreak. News and analysis, townhall.com. The CDC is lifting a health warning for cruise ships.
Cruise ship sailings shut down not long after the beginning of the pandemic. And even when they restarted last June, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention listed the activity as a high or very high risk. Now the federal agency is dropping the COVID-19 health warning attached to cruise ship vacations, although it will keep the color-coded system to classify ships based on the percentage of passengers who test positive. The CDC still expressed reservations, but says they'll leave it up to passengers to decide whether they feel safe getting on a ship. Cruise trade groups and operators are welcoming the move, saying that tougher restrictions imposed on their industry were unfair. Outbreaks continue to be detected. A Princess cruise returning from the Panama Canal on Sunday had multiple passengers who tested positive, but none showed serious symptoms and everyone had been vaccinated. I'm Jennifer King.
And again on Wall Street this hour, the S&P down 5.5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bott. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
8:05 in the morning here on the 31st of March, 2022. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center's highest grades and ratings from so many different organizations. You know, when I say your health, your choice, why not pick the best? Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And at the break, we had another national day. What was that?
Oh, so I didn't realize Trish was from Idaho. It's National Tater Day.
Well, how could you miss that?
I mean, wow, that's a great day.
Tater Day.
I mean, I drove all the way to Idaho for potatoes this year. Just had to have my Idaho potato fix. It's 53 degrees in downtown Redding. We're looking for a high today of 77 and a low of 49. Lots of wind. Be careful out there with anything flammable. On Friday, high of 83 and a low of 49. Saturday, a high of 81, low of 49. And on Sunday, 76 and 49 with a chance of showers Sunday night. On Monday, a chance of rain, a high of 70 and a low of 50.
Flowers are going crazy out there.
Everything is just beautiful right now. Mm. Everything is green and the flowers are blooming.
We have the birds of paradise. Mm. And we've got like 14 of them out right now.
Yeah, it's very colorful, and I'm afraid we better just really enjoy it because I'm not sure we're going to be able to keep all that green this summer.
Yeah, we have some questions for our guest. Anyway, finish up what you're doing.
Okay, and so the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-7973. Nice Anderson business located down in Anderson.
There you go. Hey, on the phone we have North State's own Senator Brian Daly. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. How are you guys?
Well, good. Good to talk with you.
We're hanging in, and we're glad you're on today. Senator, before we get into the fact that you're going to be the next governor of California, can we address the water issues? I know you're right in the middle of this. But they just told us we're not getting any water for our agriculture or our ranches up here.
Well, Carl and Trish, you should know that we've been under a state of emergency for 5 years and on water, even though 2017 and 2018, the end of 17 and 18, was the wettest year in the hit, those two, at the end of the rain time in November, December of 17 and the spring of 18 was the wettest year in the history of the state of California. In 2014, we passed a water bond to build Tice Reservoir, so we should have captured some of that water. Yes, it is dry. There's no doubt we are in a drought, but a lot of that water was released and used or let go to the ocean, and we need to build more storage, and Tice Reservoir is a perfect opportunity to do that. It's not only off-stream storage where it doesn't impact the river, but it allows us to put water in back into the system to help fish, to help farms, to help people living. And we would have that should be under construction right now, but it's not. Quite frankly, due to environmental regulatory processes and lack of funding. Even though there's more money in California, we've had a budget surpluses for the last 9 years, and we haven't taken that money and spent it on the things that we should spend it on, and that is creating more water. We cannot conserve much more water. We need to actually increase our water yield that goes to the ocean.
And Senator Dolly, you will recall that you and I were having this same discussion back in the early 90s about Sites Reservoir, and at that time Cottonwood Creek Dam. Why did it take so long?
Well, and you know, on top of that, the biggest reservoir we have is which is not a dam or a stream, it's the Sierras. That we have millions more trees.
Hello? Senator? We lost you. Okay. Okay, we've lost the senator. I don't know where he is. He's not here, obviously.
Well,
okay, you're back. Yeah. You're back.
I could hear you the whole time. I don't know.
Okay, we stopped hearing you when you said we've got the biggest.
The Sierras.
And then you were talking about too many trees.
Yes, we stopped fighting fire. We stopped natural fire, which thinned the forest, and we have literally billions of more trees and vegetation than we've had in the past, and that's where our water and the trees are using it. So we need to thin the forest, let that water, the snow, actually land on the forest floor and not evaporate when it lands on the limbs of the trees, and it goes into our watersheds and comes out our springs, and that would produce more water as well, more water yield. And so those are the things I've been championing down here, but we just have a lack of leadership in California. It doesn't matter if it's crime, if it's homelessness. Plenty of money's been spent, but the results we're getting are just out of control. And that's because we have one-party rule for the last 25 years. And it's time for balance in California.
Oh, absolutely. You're from the North State. You know what it's like up here. I know that you have been working, you've been working extremely hard to reach out to the other side. And anywhere from taking people from L.A. up to Bieber, and showing them that takes you an hour to get down to a pharmacy. I mean, is it having any impact on these people?
It has in the past. I've had 127 legislators to the district, many of them to Mount Shasta, to Lake Tahoe, to my farm, to Redding. We did a tour there, the strawberry processing plant that's there, that's in Redding. We had a tour for that. And, yes, I let them know that, you know, we're part of the state, and the one-size-fits-all legislation doesn't work. But, quite frankly, we've seen redistricting right now, and there's a lot of members that are leaving both houses, and they've got stacked on top of each other. So there's been about 35 members that aren't coming back in this next cycle. They're running for other offices. So you're going to see a big change in the legislature. You're going to see a change in the governorship. I'm planning on winning that. And there's a red wave coming, and they know it, and people are just fed up with the lack of being able to get anything done, even though they're being charged top dollar to get it done. And that's what's wrong with California. There's every agency that we talk about is dysfunctional, whether it's the EDD, the DMV, whether it's our California Air Resources Board. And all those appointments come from the governor that run those agencies. And when I'm governor, those are the things I'll be doing, is appointing those and making sure that we have good people that know how to run a business and not just a bureaucracy of more paperwork and more bodies not getting what our constituents need.
Okay. We're here with Senator Brian Daly, who's a candidate for governor for the state of California. We're going to take an early break because when I come back, Senator, I want to ask you what was it that pushed you over to the side of running for governor? You know, because I can't wait
to
hear this.
What moment of delusion?
Yeah. What moment? What was it that when you it finally hits you to do this? But save that until we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and great people down there. Super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They repair jewelry. They can design jewelry for you and build it. They've got the only watch repairman in all of Northern California sitting right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Senator Brian Daly.
District attorney is as important as our sheriff. It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. This February 13th, we're offering 18 lucky table game winners $100 gift cards just for playing. The perfect score right before game day. Two hot seats every half hour. Just play with your River Club card and wait for your luck to hit. All the table games details are at windriver.com. Come and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station, Free Fire Radio is on 7 to 9 AM Monday through Friday. It's 53 degrees out there, a little cloudy. It's going to be clearing up. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicaid Services, the only local hospital with the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. They do the TAVR valve replacement there. Instead of cracking your chest open, you're up that afternoon and go out the next day. All this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're on the phone with Senator Brian Daly, and before we left, before we took the break, I asked him, what was it that said, you know, I got to make the run for governor?
Well, I appreciate that question. As you know, or you may not know, the Daly family has been farming in California for 92 years. And I'm the third generation, and I served at the local level. Trish and I were both county supervisors. I served 16 years on the Board of Supervisors, and I ran for the legislature thinking I could really make a big difference, and I have done some good. But I look at my children, and I think, what's the future for them in California, my neighbors and their children? And, you know, what is people are fleeing California. We've for the first time in the history of our state, we lost population. And there's only one way to really change California, and that's from the top down, because the governor has a lot of power. And this governor has a lot more because he's run our state of emergency, and the Democrats, quite frankly, won't give it back. But when you're governor, you can veto bills. We've had 25 years of one party in the legislature running the state, and the last 10 years of governors. And it's just, quite frankly, destroying the future of California. So, yes, this is a blue state. Is this a tough race? Absolutely, there's no doubt about it. But I have the experience to be a good governor, and there's many people writing about that because of the 25 years I've actually been elected in the trenches trying to make change for California. So, you know, the governor raised $70 million for the recall election. And so, you know, they have, they're well funded by the power brokers here in Sacramento, you know, Big Pharma, California Teachers Association. They're going to make sure that they get what they want from the taxpayers of California. But there's nine Republicans running. I'm the only one that has held elected office, at least at this level. And so I'd have the experience. I'm going to be at the convention, at the Republican convention, and try to get the nomination, win the primary, and then it'll be head-to-head with Gavin Newsom and I. So and there's a great contrast there, and I believe I can win. Californians are tired of this nanny state where they're controlling everything in your life. Our education system is broken. We have homelessness, crime, all those things that you see every day. And I mean, the legislature's dumped billions of dollars. For example, they spent $17 billion on homelessness, over $75,000 per homeless person, and it hasn't changed one thing. And that's the things that need to stop in California. We can't continue on this trajectory and have our state be one that's prosperous like it has been in the past. So it was very simple for me. I know this is an uphill battle, but I have a plan. My plan is to... you know, I have to raise REIT money, and that money allows you to get your name out. And, you know, the other side has been very good at raising those resources. And so my plan is to get 200,000 people in California, that's less than one half of 1% of the population of California, to give me $1 a day, a third of the cost of a cup of coffee, a fifth of a gallon of gas every day for a year. And if they would do that, you can do that by going on, and I would raise about $35 million by September 15th, and we would be able to get our message out and let people know who I am, because name identification is what you need when you're in politics, and we could change the trajectory of the state. So you can go to briandaly.com. You can sign up. It'll take out $30 a month. You can do a one-time payment, and if we can get people to go and do that and get behind me, we can tell my story and our story from the North State to the rest of the Californians, and we can take back our state.
You know, Brian, I believe that there is a red wave out there. I think that finally, I mean, I've been saying, how bad is it going to have to get before we open people's eyes to we're not doing this right? And I think that's happening. You certainly notice at the local level, more people are listening. More people are saying something's dramatically wrong, and we've got to listen to a different message. So I think you're right. I think there is a red wave coming. I think people are done with what we've been doing. And the key, obviously, is to get your name out there.
Right. And it's also, you know, this is a David versus Goliath story. I mean, but David, and I'm a believer, he did it. But he did it. He fought a different way. So I'm trying to do it a different way than typically done. Typically, you have the, you know, you raise money from the big corporations. They're all in bed with the governor. And so we have to do it on a grassroots level. Starting in my district, we're doing that. I'm going to actually be in Reading tonight for an event or a fundraiser. Then I'm going to be in LA tomorrow. So I'm getting my name out there. I'm trying to get the delegates. I've already got the nomination, the delegates that I need to be at the convention for the Republican side. If I can get the nomination of the party, then we move from there. We got to get through the primary. That's the goal.
I'd like to just not disagree, but let me bring another part here. We talk about a red wave. There's not a lot of Republican. I mean, we're totally outnumbered as when it comes to voter registration. But I call it the purple group, the ones that are, you know, they are neither, you know, they don't say if they're Republican or Democrat. Those, you know, those people are the ones going to shift the election. And I think that those are the ones that are looking at our state. They're not going to vote on somebody just because they have a D or an R. Those are the ones you're reaching. I think those are the ones that are going to make the big difference is that group.
I call it the people in the middle. So there's the extreme to the right, extreme to the left, and then there's a whole group of people that are in the middle that don't typically always pay attention to what's happening in politics until something happens catastrophic where they go to, and we've seen that. I talked to my consultant and I asked him if I could win a statewide race in November, and he said no. The first thing he said. Then he said, well, wait a minute. If you have $7 a gallon fuel and you have crime running rampant and the power goes out, yeah, you might be able to. Well, two of the three things that he mentioned to happen is happening. We have crime running rampant. We have $6 a gallon diesel and $5.90 a gallon for gas, and people are waking up. And we ran bills here to reduce the tax on it, and the Democrats killed it. So people are waking up. Doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. Do you want a future in California? Something has to change. We need balance. This one-sided party. I mean, they've ran the state for 25 years. If you like what you're getting, stick with them. That's what I say. If you don't, maybe we should look at a different option. And I want to be that option for them. Somebody who actually runs a business and understands what it's like to, do a payroll every 2 weeks, and also somebody who's been in the inside down here that understands how this place works. And when I'm governor, I'll be able to work through this legislature because I've been here and I have the experience to be able to do that.
Brian, what's your message to the urban people? I mean, your message resonates with us up in the North State, with the Central Valley, I'm sure. But what, the population centers, what can you do to change their minds or convince them?
Well, that's a great question. Look, crime, we know it's going rampant. It's because we need to get back from Prop 47. That's number one. I talked to him about crime. The other thing is, this is the year of the parent. 27,000 children left L.A. Unified School District last year. And they didn't leave L.A., but they left the system because the system is broken. And so parents are looking for something better for the future of their children, just as I am. And so we're going to be talking to parents. It's the year of the parent. Parents are waking up. We've seen that even in San Francisco, where a school board was flipped over because of critical race theory, woke, those things that people want their kids to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic at school. They don't want them to be taught all kinds of things that that should be left up to parents, quite frankly. And so I'm messaging those things to parents and to business owners, small business owners, and there's a lot of frustration. So obviously it takes resources to do that. And I do it as my, I've been on, San Diego TV stations. I've been, the LA Times has written about me. San Francisco Chronicle's written about me. And so I'm getting out my messages every way I can. And I'm trying to raise the resources to, get the message out. We've been censored on my social media. Obviously that's,
you're getting their attention then.
Yeah.
You must be scary.
Those are all.
Sam, you're telling the truth if they're going to start censoring you.
Oh, I got censored. My kickoff in Reading, I got censored. But we Facebook Live, and they took it down. We never did get that out. But we try to do things through email, and we try to do things. We work our way around those things, and, we're trying to communicate as best we can. You can go to briandaly.com. It's the easiest way to follow me. And then, obviously, on all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those things we are messaging out on. If you can go sign up, give us your email. We can communicate directly with you without being censored. That's always the best way.
But it's hard to get people to open their, you know, it goes to spam and all those other things. But if you reach out to me at briandaly.com, that's a great way to communicate.
We got a caller here. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for the senator?
I do. Yeah, Brian, the first question is, you had mentioned that there's some seats that could be flipped as far as to the Republican side in California, which would be helpful. And that's my first question. My second question is, you had talked about some agencies that you would like to restrict or at least curtail some of the power they have. As a state, do we have jurisdiction over some of that? And I'd like to know your answers and solutions on those two things.
Thanks, Terry.
You bet.
Did you hear those? Great. Did you hear those, Senator?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yep, great questions. First off, redistricting happened, so my district changed, Megan's district changed, Assemblywoman Daly's, and a lot, all of them. And so we have opportunities in our state because for Republicans, because we picked up seats that are more have more Republican voters in there. So we call it like D plus five or R plus three. So that means there's 3% more. So we have those opportunities available to us. And then there was a lot of the redistricting that put three or four Democrats in one assembly district or two senators on top of each other and opened up other opportunities. So we have opportunities because of redistricting. And then your second question was about the agencies. Yeah. So the great thing about being the governor and why I'm running for governor, it's not some other office, obviously, is because you get to appoint the head of the EPA. You get to appoint the head of the agriculture or resources. You get to, those are all appointed, health and human services. All those agencies are appoint governor appointments, California Air Resources Board. And those are agencies that directly affect the things we're talking about, drought, your ability to be, work your farm or your business or your transportation. There's all those appointments come from the governor. And when you put people in there that actually know how to run businesses and actually get things done, and that's the awesome thing about being governor, is you get to appoint those positions. And they're people that can streamline and make government work better. Why do we even have a DMV? We found out through COVID that we should just have an app. I mean, yes, there's a few things you need to go to the DMV for, but most of this stuff we can do through app, and that would just reduce the burden on the people that are trying to get things done in California with their businesses and just to live more free and streamline those agencies. That's something that will be a top priority for me.
Brian, we're going to have to take a quick break, but one of the things you said that resonated with me, it was that when one of the things you realized when you were elected to the assembly years ago, how many people in the assembly, and I guess I could say now the Senate, actually have had businesses?
Well, I got to let you know, I have to, I can be through the break for a little bit, but I have to get onto the floor at 9 o'clock, and I have to.
Okay, got it.
Some stuff I got to speak on, but there are there was three in the assembly that did a payroll every 2 weeks when I was in the assembly. And in the Senate, I don't think there's many more than that, if there's any more than that. I know that I do a payroll every 2 weeks and run a business, but I don't know about, there's a few of them that were, realtors, but I don't know if they had employees, mainly contractors, I think. But they don't vote like they own a business, I'll tell you that for sure.
Okay, well, look, if you have to run, we're just going to just run through the break here. Can you give us some concluding comments here? We've actually got somebody from up here running for governor. What a pleasant thing.
Carl, there's a lot of folks running. I need to get through the primary, and I'm counting on the North State people that know me to, go online and sign up and donate to my campaign, the dollar a day, and then I can move myself to the South. I got to get through the primary. That's goal number one. And obviously, you guys know, the North State knows that I'll work hard and I'll do my best, and I just got to get my name out to the rest of California. Got to get through the primary. That's the goal right now, is to focus on nothing but getting through the primary. And we're doing all those things, but it takes resources.
Senator, how many people are in your district?
A million. 900, and I shouldn't say that. We're a little shy of a million.
In
but only about
this is the crazy thing. Only about 230,000 of them vote.
See, now, if all the voters just could turn out and donate $30 a day, we can do this.
No,
or a dollar a day.
A dollar a day. A dollar, $30 a month. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can go on and you can just and help. That would severely help me out. Obviously, there's people who can do more than that, and they are, because a lot of people think that somebody else is going to do it. But I say this, you know, a lot. We've been doing this since February 8th, and we got a lot of people signed up all over the state. And quite frankly, people outside of California can help too. So if you want to, as California goes, the nation goes, and we've seen that before. We have a great opportunity. They say I'm the leading candidate for our party, but I don't take anything for granted. There's, you know, other candidates out working, and they can self-fund. They have their own money.
Hey,
and so I don't. Go ahead.
Brian, this question came in about tonight, your fundraiser. Is that open to people?
No, it's a private event. Yes, if they want to, we pretty much did it. I just called people that had already donated to me before, and so it's not something that's already set. And I'm sorry to say that, but if you want to, give me a shout or go online and text me or get a hold of me online, I'll have my staff try to figure out if there's still some room. But it's at a private residence, and so.
Are you going to have a forum here in the near future up here?
Well, I hope so, Carl. But the thing is I got to. My schedule is crazy full. I can't tell you how fast it's going because it's a big state, and I'm well known. I got to get more known in the southern part of the state. Like I said, tomorrow morning I'll be in L.A. For the weekend, so I'm not spending any time I'm spending time up north. I shouldn't say that, but like I'm coming up tonight and driving back here to Sacramento to fly out first thing in the morning. So
okay.
yes, but I will share with you, if I can be somewhere where they don't know me, I'm going to be there because I need to get my name out more.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
You're known in the North State, and you're absolutely right. So.
Okay. Well, Senator, thank you so much for being on today. Won't be the last time. And
right.
And you keep us appraised of what's going on and what we can do up here.
Thank you so much, BrianDaly.com. I appreciate you guys so much. And thanks to all my constituents in Northern California. I said at the Republican dinner that Shasta County has been blessed me so much. I cannot tell you how awesome the people have been in supporting me for the last, actually, 11 years. So God bless and take care.
Okay. Right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, a great place to get your haircut. This is where I get my haircut every 2 weeks or whatever. They work by appointments only, 244-9478. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's off of Athens Avenue, right across from Lucky Miller's, which is another great local business. We'll be right back.
Hey. And she was lying in the grass, and she could hear the highway breathing, and she could see a nearby factory. She's making sure she is not dreaming. Stay the lights of the neighbor's house.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Remember us, the Tula kids?
Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH-authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Shasta Cruising is gearing up for the car show season and will be hosting Shasta Show and Shines from April 16th through the 23rd. Sign up online today for your Shasta Show and Shines 2022 Pit Pass, then check in at each event for your chance to win great prizes. Don't miss the Show and Shine, Dub Nuts at the Reading Drag Strip, and PIBS April 23rd. Check out the full schedule of events at www.shastacruising.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Chris Clark and Carl Bott on Thursday here, the 31st of March, 2022, 8:41 in the morning, and it's about 54 degrees out there. Should be clearing up, going to be a decent day. So, weather report's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Good people there.
Events calendar. Pat Card had to leave.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to remind you that if you go to the KQMS webpage and you click on the
KCNR.
God, I can't believe I said that. KCNR 96.5 FM. Slap by
KCNR1460.com,
and you go down to the page, and you hit events.
You could have worked there. You chose to come over
here. That's exactly right. I was doing both, and I chose to be here, and I can't even believe that.
That slipped out of your mouth.
I did that once on a ad for a jewelry store, I believe, too. Anyway, we're doing the events calendar and blurbs. So if you go down to events, and you click on events, then you can see what's coming up, and you can put your own events in there. Coming up this week and into the near future, first thing is the Frontier Senior Center Breakfast. We always want to remind you of that. First Sunday of every month, 8 to 11, come down for the best breakfast in town.
That's a Sunday,
Friendly's
right?
People, this Sunday.
Yeah.
Coming up, so come on down.
I tell you what, we went there last month and just had a wonderful time. The food's great, and it's copious amounts of food.
Yep, for $7. I mean, you can't beat it.
Can't beat
fruit,
that.
Fruit, juice, your choice of breakfast. It's a great, great event. Also coming up is the Mitchell Tenney at Wind River, and that's on April 1st, 6:30 to 7:30. Reading Sportsman Expo this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. That's at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Hops and Chops, Viva Downtown. That's on the February 2nd, and the Moonlight Soiree Junction School Educational Foundation on the 2nd from 5 to 10. All these things are listed. You can go in, a whole bunch of stuff. You can put your event in and let everyone know what's going on. Again, you can find that at kcnr1460.com/events.
Okay, we're going to take a break because get us back on track here with our computers and everything. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction started at Ted Leidy's table about 12 years ago. It is now growing into the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California and just signed a contract with a group called Legal Heat out of, I think, Oklahoma, who have all the contracts for Cabela's, Sportsman's Warehouse, Bass Pro Shop, and a couple others. So the people, Ted Leidy and his merry band of brigands, are going to be spreading out through from San Diego to Redding.
Wow.
Teaching in all of these places, teaching the Northern Firearms method of instruction, which has been proven to be one of the, if not the finest way to learn how to use a pistol, rifle, shotgun, carbine, all of these at a Northern Firearms Instruction.
And also educating the public about the importance of the Second Amendment.
Right. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. I have a group of ladies that I taught in a private class, and we shoot. Except during the summer when it gets 115 degrees. We shoot every month.
Mm.
They come out and they spend an hour, about an hour and 15, 20 minutes with me. This month we're going to shoot and then we're going to clean guns. I'm going to show them how to take their guns apart and clean them. Because I think that's important because they've been shooting them for a year now, or 2 years, a year and a half. And they haven't cleaned them that I know of. Linda's gets cleaned. But,
I know. That's the deal. I remember that process. I lay it on the gun room bench, and it gets cleaned, and that doesn't happen anymore.
Doesn't happen anymore.
I don't know what went wrong there. Yeah.
8:45 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-WIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., chairman for the Reading Rancheria. The Reading Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's a KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It is Thursday. I keep trying to make it Friday, and it's not. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa joins us at 8:05. We're going to be talking Ukraine. We're going to be talking water issues. We're going to be talking what's happening back in the denizens of the swamp back there. We don't usually double dip, but Terry's got a good reason for this time. Terry, what you got?
I'd like to let everybody know that tonight they can meet the candidates that are running. This is put on by the Freedom, Shasta Freedom Coalition. It starts tonight at 5:30 at Hillside Church at 621 Twin View Boulevard. 621 Twin View Boulevard.
Well, who are the candidates that you're running?
Kelly Tanner for State Assembly, John Green for County Sheriff, Eric Jensen for District Attorney, Bob Holsinger for Registrar of Voters and County Clerk, Brian Caples for Superintendent of Schools, Kevin Cry, District 1 Supervisor, Kimberly Vollmers, District 1 Supervisor, Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor, and also running as Colt Roberts for District 5 Supervisor. Again, it starts at 6 o'clock. We'll be live streaming it on Facebook. Sal's going to live stream it. But I think it'll be very informative. And if you haven't met these candidates, you can come in and meet them in a casual manner. Again, doors open at 5:30 at the Hillside Church on 621 Twin View Boulevard.
Okay, Terry. Thank you very much.
You bet.
We've had most of them on there. There's a new name in there. I've got for County Clerk. I've got to get him on. And then Kathy Darlin Allen. We try to have every and my friends come next month, and in May we're going to have everybody on. It's going to be crowded, but there's a lot of people running for office, which is good. I love that.
I think it's a real good thing. I missed the first part of Terry's broadcast there. I'm assuming all of the candidates for all of the offices were invited.
I don't know. Terry, if you're listening, you can get on chat room and tell me, or if it was just that group. I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on from that, because I don't have the answers. I'm not going to guess.
Well, I think it's important when we do forums.
I could make stuff up, though, and be like the you know, the national media.
Well, yeah, just make it up if you don't know the answer. Exactly.
And then I can change it tomorrow and say, no.
That's not what I said.
I never said Hunter Biden's...
Don't even start on Hunter Biden's laptop.
Let's start on it. We haven't talked about Hunter Biden. New York Times, in an article, not front page, came back and said, well, you know, it wasn't Russian disinformation. It was, this is really his computer. And, yes, he really did say these things. So now that opens it up to so many other things.
Congressman Getz? Was he the one that introduced it into the congressional record?
Oh, I don't know.
They
should.
Yeah, you know, he introduced it into the congressional record.
Well, here's this guy's a dirtbag. Hunter Biden's a dirtbag. Okay.
But it isn't about Hunter Biden. It's about his father.
Well, but see, the thing is Hunter Biden is a dirtbag. This is just my opinion. You know, Hunter, you want to come in here and argue that with me? I'll be more than happy, you know, call in. But the bottom line is on that is how much is he entwined with his dad? And
There's no question how much.
You know what? If it was one of the Trump boys, you know where this would be. You just know where this would be. So this alliance between big tech and, you know, the national media to protect Joe Biden is wrong. It's just wrong. And so, and they go, well, you know what? Look at Fox News. Fox News is
as bad as the rest of them.
Yeah, well, they are. But at least they're giving airtime to this. And the New York Post, the Washington Inquirer, at least they're addressing this. You know, the Washington Post isn't. And this guy's a bad guy. He's taken money. He's done a lot of things. Now they're saying he could be he could have money invested in this lab that started where the Wuhan virus
Carl,
started.
I listened to
you. I'm sorry. That was wrong. In the one in the Ukraine.
In the Ukraine. There's a thing out on YouTube that I watched this morning. And I'm going to tell you that if this information that they now know that's out there that people have had for a long time, had it before the election, all kinds of things, if some of that doesn't come out, I can't believe that the American people are not going to demand to see what's on that laptop.
They've got to, and they've got to have an investigation. They have to take a look at this. And so
they need to start. They've done the investigation. They've got to get to doing something about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them investigate it for another 4 or 5 years. I want some action on this because it's been proven repeatedly. It's there. The information is there for anybody to see. I think it was Congressman Getz. I'm not sure.
No.
Who introduced it. And of course, I'm so bad with names, but the idiot that's the head of that committee, he's just blah, 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 because you know, he's trying to introduce without objection.
Yeah.
And this guy's telling him, yeah, you got to go and, well, we're going to think about that. He didn't even know what to do with it when he tried to introduce it.
Well,
it was just incredibly stupid.
By the way, this Sunday morning, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke are going to have a Russian immigrant as a guest. I talked to a gentleman who's a Russian-Ukrainian immigrant, and he's a fascinating story. We want to have him on, but right now we can't, and there's a reason for that, and I can't talk about it because that would just kind of narrow it down too much, but it's fascinating talking to this guy and what he has been doing since he's been in the United States and blah, 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 but I can't come on. And his reasoning is very sound, by
yes.
the way. This thing in the Ukraine, they're saying that Putin's pulling some of his forces back into Belarus to rearm, refit. There's, you know, is there an off-ramp that's being worked on right now to get him out of that without him losing power? Because now he's starting to worry about that. There's supposedly a schism going on between him and his generals. I read that. You know, but then again, you don't know what's happening because it is so convoluted over there.
I will say it. I said it last week. I could continue to say it. I don't think that we have a clue as to what is really the full intent, the full involvement, exactly what's going over there in the Ukraine. But I'm going to tell you that there is no question that it has a whole lot to do with those labs. It has to do with our involvement in Ukraine, up to our neck in so many things. It has to do with the uranium thing, clear back with the Clintons. There's a whole lot of stuff wrapped up in that whole thing in the Ukraine that we don't know what's going on.
Well, the one thing from talking to Ukrainians, which we have, and they've been on this week, you get a chance to go back to Tuesday and listen at 7 o'clock, is that they don't want Americans there fighting for them. They just want to get the support they need to fight for their country.
The Ukrainian people are one thing.
They're a tough group.
but the Ukrainian and government involvement with our cabal and all of that is so far-reaching.
It'll be interesting.
Will we ever uncover it, unveil the onion? I don't know.
Well,
if we don't,
we may. It may be like me with my knowledge, because so many people come in here with so much to talk about. You know, I'm kind of like an onion that I can peel that onion to two layers, but after that, no.
Yeah.
But I can talk a lot about situations that are going on, because from the way I understand what I read and listen to people, and having guests in here who are experts, subject matter experts on things. But even if we peel this onion halfway through, I don't believe that we'll ever see all of it. I just don't believe that.
The problem with it is if we don't get some exposure, some enlightenment, if something doesn't happen over this laptop, I don't know that you're ever going to restore anybody's faith in anything the government does from the local level on it. And it's sad because lie to you, things change, you don't get all the information, people don't believe anything you say.
Well, what happens is it has an impact on local government, because you don't trust your federal government on a lot of things. There's certain things I trust the federal government on, but there's a lot of things I don't. But that works its
way
down.
Name one real quick.
I think the work that they do in some areas is good, like the Veterans Administration. I think that they let it go for a long time, but now they're coming back. I think that that they are keeping even though our military is under attack for the first time, our military is still strong. It's still made up of people who will die for this country. I have great faith in our military. Yeah, I may not like